Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
No book in the Bible more strongly emphasizes the love of God than the beautiful little book of 1 John. Some form of the word love appears almost 50 times in just 5 chapters. One cannot read the book with understanding without being drawn by God's love to love Him and to love other people. Perhaps the best-known passage dealing with love from 1 John are these inspiring words. He who loves not does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8. This verse not only teaches that God loves, but that He is love. By His very nature, God is love. We see God's love in His creation of human beings. There was no necessity on His part to create us. If there were any need on His part to create, He was not the perfect being the Bible teaches that He is. It was out of the goodness of His heart that He created us and made us capable of loving Him and loving one another. The inspired psalmist provides wonderful insight into God's goodness in creating us. I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and that my soul knows right well. Psalm 139:14. Human beings, according to Scripture, are made in the image of God. Genesis 1:26 and 27. Among other things, that means we are capable of loving, since God is love. When Adam and Eve sinned against God and were destined for eternal punishment, God's love announced a plan of human redemption. That plan culminated in the coming of Jesus Christ into the world to die for the sins of all people. These words are probably the best known in all of God's book. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. John 3:14-17. Does the love God has shown to sinful men mean that all people are going to be saved? If you are a student of the Word, you know the answer to my question. If all men are going to be saved, regardless of their behavior, why does Jesus tell some Jews, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. John 8:24. If the Bible means what it says, and you know it does, salvation hinges on our believing that Christ is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11:6. But faith alone is not adequate. That was our Lord's reason for telling some of His countrymen, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke 13:3. The Apostle Paul told some Greek philosophers, And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent, because He has appointed a day, in the which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom He has ordained, whereby He has given assurance unto all men, in that He has raised Him from the dead. Acts 17:30-31. Those who do not repent will be separated from God for eternity. We must confess our faith in Christ or have Him to deny us before the Father. Upon a confession of our faith, we must be baptized to enjoy the remission of sins. Peter commanded the believing Jews on Pentecost, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Acts 2:38. Thank you for listening today, and may God bless you.